tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo-hoo! What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hello.
Fun after show here, everyone. I am Haley Clover. I'm going to be your host this evening. Before we start, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to AfterBuzz. That way you can watch all of our after shows, and you can watch all of the other amazing after shows that AfterBuzz has. So, panel's a little different today. We've got some fill-ins and a special guest. So, first, let me introduce our special guest, Lenny Jacobson. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you in.
Yeah, my pleasure. I've never been here before, and this place is awesome.
I know, it's fun.
I want to move in.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll ask Maria. I'm sure that won't be an issue.
Yeah, just let her. Yeah, another. I'll do like mow the lawn or something.
Okay,
that'll
perfect.
Be how I pay rent.
Deal. That's awesome. Okay, well, we also have some fill-ins this evening. I'm joined by my co-host, Kelly.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. Do we do the
Twitter
thing?
Yeah, where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter, Holly Weirdo. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, good Twitter.
Thanks.
Hello, and I'm fill-in number two, Candace Buenrostro. You can find me on Insta or Twitter, Candy Buen.
Nice.
Lenny, what is your Twitter?
Oh, my Twitter is Lenny Jacobson.
Perfect.
That's it. Nobody else
Super
has that
creative.
Name.
Super creative. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Thanks. That's what I told my parents.
Right. I'm very creative. Well, we're talking about episode 11, Drugs, actually. Another very funny episode. Never disappoints. I know, Lenny, you said after you watched it, didn't watch it with us at home, you said it was, you know, thought it was a great episode.
Yeah. Shameless is a particular type of show that... It's so over the top, yet because the acting is so good and the characters are so good, it's almost like a soap opera, but it holds better because you just can't help but root or feel for each character over all these years of doing it. So it's always a show. I've gone in and out. I was there in the beginning and a little bit off in the middle, and then I've come back in and caught up and stuff. And I re-caught up to this season, and I can't believe the stuff they do. My friend was actually giving me a recap, and when she was telling me it out loud, she was like, wow, this sounds really insane. Like, you couldn't say it out loud unless you watch it, and then when you watch it, you're like, oh, all right, makes total sense.
Right, exactly.
Also, we live in a world with a bunch of really crazy, effed up people, so the Gallaghers are just... You can't say that it doesn't happen every day.
No, it's true. That's what we always say. You know, we're like, oh God, I can't believe that happened, but it could happen in real life.
Just pick up the newspaper or Twitter, and that's everything that's happening.
Exactly, exactly. Like the crazy relationship between Lip and Helene, his teacher, his professor. It gets crazier again this week.
Weirder. Like, with the husband.
So they're swingers, right? The teacher and her husband?
We haven't actually found out exactly why they have this open relationship. They don't really say, and maybe they never will, but they have this open relationship where, you know, Lip comes over all the time, and now we see that she's having sex with him in the dorms and sneaking out, which I think is hilarious.
Doesn't look like he has sex, though. I don't know. The husband? I don't know.
Well, you guys talk about the previews?
Yeah, for next week.
Because
they
show him watching. Swingers would be like, I don't know about this. I'm not.
He's an expert.
You know, you go and you swap, like it's like a together thing. This seems to be one of those things where like maybe the husband has a certain sexual deviance.
You can just say it. Yeah.
Are we allowed to curse on this?
Absolutely. Yeah,
so he's sexually deviant, whereas maybe he just gets off on her being with other men. That exists. I don't find it interesting. But they do show the beginnings of what is probably the weirder part of the relationship, which is him wanting to watch in the corner. Yeah, I've seen that displayed on things before, and it's usually the person who... obviously, she enjoys it because it's happened before, I guess. I see Lip being the one who's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's had some fucked up sex stuff, too. But
not that weird.
Not as bad.
That may be the one that like breaks the camel's straw.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. Especially because we know that Helene has done this with students before. It's not like he's the first.
Yeah.
There's been multiple.
I actually, when we were shooting, I played Norbert.
Mm-hmm.
And Helene and I, or Sasha and my character, seem to know each other. And while we spent the entire day shooting, and it was so great. That cast is amazing, brother. And Sasha was amazing. And Jeremy is, he's insane. That kid is so good. But I was talking, and I was like, we've fucked before, right? It just says in characters.
Right.
And she's like, I assume so. And I'm like, I assume I was lit before. I mean, at some point.
Oh,
we definitely
okay.
had sex.
Yeah.
You know, because then, and then that's why when we shot it with, I don't know the guy's name who played the husband now, I can't remember his name, but and I kept, like, we had to do parts where we were just talking, and I'm like, yeah, I used to have sex with your wife, too, and you're creepy, you're a pervert.
Maybe he's attracted to the boys also. He likes
well,
girls.
True,
yeah.
Maybe
he
it's just,
on that.
Yeah, maybe it's not even her. Yeah, who knows? It's just super, super
maybe
weird.
They'll let you know next week. I don't know.
Yeah. I hope so. Hopefully
but again,
everything wraps up a little
complete
bit.
Weirdness that I think goes on every single day in beautiful, lovely society.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like we said, Helene has a rocking bod. We'll just throw that out there now.
God bless her. God bless her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so another fucked up relationship or relationships, Fiona. And Sean.
It's so self-destructive. It's just every week you watch and you just can't help but feel sorry for her. It's like, no, don't do that. Be happy you're married. But then she goes and hooks up with her ex or whatever.
Well, not yet. They didn't, well, the boss, well, nothing yet. But
last week she hooked up, or was it the week before?
Well, they kissed.
A few weeks ago, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They kissed.
Last week they kissed, yeah. Or he kissed her.
You know, Fiona, though, it's so hard. Like you said, you feel bad, but at the same time, Sean definitely makes her happy, mm-hmm. and he has since they met. They just never got together because, you know, he kind of shut that one down when he was worried about relapsing. I kind of hope that they do get back together just because I love him and I love them together. They seem to complement each other just because they're both kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think about that whole Gus, Sean love triangle?
So, wait. Gus is the musician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's on the road.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm catching up on this part. She got married and then slept with Jimmy.
Yep.
And then immediately he left. Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing with the whole Gallagher family is they all have some kind of... I think the reason people love the show is because they all have something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a sexual thing or bipolar or, you know, the fact, you know, Lip is so smart, but yet he doesn't really seem to want to use that part of it. I think her thing is she just can't be happy. And she sabotages herself, self-sabotages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they have really shitty luck, but then they also do it themselves. So I can't see her. I don't know. I think maybe she stay. I think because of the way the show goes, I think she ends up with Sean,
mm-hmm.
and then he relapses and completely fucks the whole relationship. And
right.
She feels bad about leaving the nice, probably sane musician.
Guy.
Yeah. If you can be that.
Yeah.
Well,
we see Sean.
I don't see it going well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't either. I don't know if it ever will go well. I don't know if that'll ever, if she'll ever
do you
end
really
up with
want
someone.
It to, though? Do you want her to
yeah,
ever
exactly.
be in
we
a normal
say,
relationship?
No, because then it's like, yeah, it's not shameless then if
no
she's
drama.
Ever.
She's used to the chaos. Like, mm-hmm. she needs that in her life.
Exactly.
He annoys me, too, though, because he's like, no, no, I don't want it. Now he, like, is saying that he's interested, like, he's attracted to her and stuff. Like, stop teasing her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You
it's a little
keep
game
opening
for
it
him,
up.
Too,
yeah.
for sure.
It's, that's what.
But
yeah.
would you say no to Dermot Mulroney? Come on.
It's like my dad.
No, I would not say no.
I've never met a girl or a woman who hasn't had a crush on him at some point in their life.
It's that scar above the eyebrow. Mm-hmm. It's very mysterious.
He's actually really cool.
She doesn't think so.
I did a movie with him, and he's cool. like one of the coolest guys ever.
He seems like it.
Yeah, he's cool. just a regular kind of dude. Yeah, he's very cool. Yeah, I always had maybe an anti-Dermot thing because I would see him and think, and, you know, every girl you ever dated is like, oh, my God. I love him so much. And I was like, I hate that dude. And then I met him and I was like, oh, this dude's the best too. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, hopefully he doesn't relapse at the end of
the show. He's definitely relapsing.
Because we see at the end he has, I don't know much about drugs. What were those things called? They're called like tabs? Or what did he pull out?
I thought he...
Or was he, it had something in it.
Was it crack?
I think it looked like powder.
He was a heroin addict, right?
It looked like powder.
It was like in a Band-Aid.
It looked like brown sugar, kind of, right?
Didn't you guys at home, let us know. Tweet us what you don't do think could of be,
well, it's not meth. We've all learned what meth looks like.
It's not cocaine. It's not
It could
weed.
Be heroin, yeah. I think if you sprinkle that in and, like, maybe he snorts it? I don't know, kids.
Exactly. I don't do drugs. Powdery substance.
I think it's good we don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, so we'll
if
see.
One of you busted out exactly what it was, then they should start
step
drug
by
testing.
Step how to do it, yeah.
Yeah, you should drug test the host for the show.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the next steps. Only for the bad shows, though, where they do drugs.
Yeah.
I'll start getting drug tested. Yeah.
I hope he flushed them, though. I still think
well,
there's
he might
hope.
Have. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Well, let's move on. We don't, who knows about
I'm
Keanu?
So I'm like, never, no, man. He's screwed. He
no,
did.
It's good. I think that's how we all think, or at least most
Although,
of us. That's the majority.
On the last note, though, his whole thing was he didn't want to relapse, and then he kind of gets her, and now he relapses. It's like...
It doesn't make sense.
Again, it's just a show of self-sabotage. Yeah. That's the whole... No one can ever be quite happy with what's going on, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
What do you have in your notes?
Oh, you know.
She has no notes, by the way.
Just want
people to know
out.
That. Look at this.
Just one
I keep it all in here, guys.
Yeah.
It's organic.
You get an A+. You are a slacker.
I have a couple notes on there.
Yeah, those are none of those are real words.
That's awesome. Sometimes it's hard to take notes because you just get so angry.
I'm very ADD,
I'm
so
just giving her a hard time. I have no notes.
Yeah,
no,
where are your notes?
Right in my phone. Look. Let me punch up my notes.
It was like, what do
there
I
we
eat
go.
For breakfast tomorrow morning? I'd like an omelet.
Now my notes are out.
Okay, well, do you have any notes on the weird Sammy?
He walked in right after we watched that. I'm like, oh my God, is she dead?
Right, so Sammy gets roofied. They come down, roofied by Mickey. And we find out that Debbie was upstairs Googling how to waterboard somebody. And when they come downstairs, she looks dead. Her eyes are open.
How is
she's
that
like
possible?
Unresponsive. She doesn't have a pulse.
Are you wondering how she has her eyes?
Her eyes open and not be dead. Is that possible?
I'm thinking he definitely gave her. Does he admit he gave her roofies?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think if you gave someone a sedative strong enough, I mean, it could definitely
make you fall asleep.
It could put you down. And, you know, he gave her the quick neck check, but that's like any. Scenario where she was probably just so whacked out that everything just slowed.
Right.
And then obviously there was a little bit of a give away at the end that she probably woke up in a box.
And she's in a box. Well, I thought it was so funny when Mickey said, oh shit. And Debbie was like, what? And he goes, she's dead. Like, it was just so nonchalant.
No CPR.
He didn't care. He was like, yeah, she's dead. You know what? Go put Liam to sleep. We'll move her after you come back downstairs. Yeah.
She take pills? Well, she's a pill popper. She deserves it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, his reactions were so funny.
Oh, that's right. He's like, well, I didn't give her enough to kill her. Yeah. What else does she do? That's the thing, too. Yeah. I mean,
it's never his fault.
Unfortunately, if you mix certain drugs with, like, whatever else she's probably taking, that's when you get those horrible ODs. I'm bringing it.
Michael Jackson.
I just made it dark. Heath Ledger, I think, was the same thing. Like, I think it was just a mixture of, like...
Right.
That'll stop your heart.
Yeah, well, luckily we know she's not dead. But she's trapped in a box.
I didn't think it'd be that easy.
Yeah. Well, you know what was interesting to me when she actually... when we thought she was dead, how Debbie reacted. Did you expect her to react like she wanted her to come back? Because all of a sudden, you know, she felt guilty and was like, oh God, like, we need to call an ambulance. She can't be dead. We can't kill her. They just wanted to torture her a little bit.
Well, I feel like Debbie meant, because she's the most, innocent kind of person. Sure, she wants to hurt her, but she doesn't want to kill her, you know?
Yeah.
So once she realizes she's dead, it just becomes, like, too real. Like, no, no.
I think
she
wanted to torture her.
Yeah.
Have her,
I mean, she's still family.
Slap her around a bit, you know?
She's still family.
Yeah.
She has a kid.
Right.
Like a shitty kid, but she still has one.
You don't like Chucky?
I don't know. I don't really know. I didn't see the Chucky episode, so I just saw what happened to poor Chucky.
Poor Chucky.
I think in the long run, I don't think any of them ever want to kill anybody.
Right.
But then it does happen, and then that's why I love his, what's his character's name's reaction?
Mickey.
Yeah. Because he actually probably doesn't mind at all. Right. He's like, well, you guys had a problem. I just took care of it.
Exactly.
Technically, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He was just doing what they all wanted to do. They just know.
I did love the visual. I love that she had like a moment of like the strapping her down and shocking her thing.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Did they do that a lot?
Dream things?
Dream sequences, no. In a sense. Mm-mm. That was kind of interesting, yeah. First. Like, because when I watched it, I of course, it was a scene where you're like, oh my God, the stuff they get these actors to do is so amazing.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't real, and you were like, man, can you imagine looking at the script today and going, oh, to my nipples.
Nipple clamps. Right. Lovely.
Okay. Oh, that sounds great, but it's made up, so that's not so bad, right?
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh, that's so true. They all have done at one point or another something extremely embarrassing or something that was probably really awkward on set.
Yeah, I think you have to check I was going to say dignity, but that doesn't count. If you have to check any fear of, which is really, you know, as someone who's acted, I haven't had to do anything to, no nudity or any, no one wants that. but to be on that show, you have to kind of be fearless. Without a doubt. I love it. I love that part of it because it is really hard to do that. But I think because when you have like your main character, your stars who literally do anything and everything, then the rest of the cast has to be just like, all right, we're in.
Right. Well, we've said that about Emmy before, that she, not once during the show has she ever looked like something bothered her or as even out of the ordinary.
Well, especially
for her to do.
When you look like Emmy Rossum, how many seasons? 5-6 years ago was Phantom of the Opera and everything, and then all of a sudden, in the pilot episode, boom, she's naked, and she just was like, I'm going to do this. This is fine. And there wasn't an ounce of unrealness to it, and that she killed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's turned herself into this completely different type of actors, which is highly underrated, first of all. The fact that she never gets nominated for anything is insane. But
That's very true.
And then you have William H. Macy, another guy who also was normally playing
clean-cut kind of guys. Like Pleasantville.
And plays probably the worst character on television.
Yeah.
And he's so good at it.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
We were so excited when
and
he
everyone
won
would
his
love
award.
To play that part, too.
Sure. Ugh. Such a cute little tush, too.
Yeah,
we always see his butt. So much butt from him.
I would, I'm man enough to say that is a good looking ass.
Yeah.
Especially for his age.
They all have great asses. It's really annoying.
Well, the maybe you should just ask next, you know, next season, maybe, if you could just come on with a cameo.
I don't know. I,
little
I,
butt
there,
cameo.
I, when they talked about the character with me, Norbert, they were like, you might be in more, maybe. I don't know. So I don't know that answer. If does John Wells listen to this? He must watch
we
this,
can
right?
We can send it to him. Yeah.
I would come back and do more. And if you want me to show my ass, I will.
John Wells.
Just give me a couple months to get an ass, and then we'll be all set.
Squat.
Maybe
it
I'll
out.
Have like an ass double.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people do it.
Sure, why not? Yeah, it's not as fun.
That.
Do your
no,
own
I
ass.
Definitely would do it.
How was the audition process for the show?
I have to remember now. It was a while ago. It was great. I really can't remember. I'm
now,
so
did you
sorry.
Audition you just before totally... this fifth season or, you know, seasons prior? Like,
I think this is the first time I've ever auditioned for Shameless. And it was a great... I love the character because, you know, it was basically Lip, but older.
I love the name,
and,
too.
And Norbert. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's aerospace. So I Googled what aerospace was. And I'm like having to do with airplanes and space and stuff. I just went in and played him. I kind of just played him as shamelessly as I could. But also in knowing that he's a genius.
Right.
So it was a really fun that the cast and directors of the show are amazing, and they were immediately like, I think I got to audition with the producers and the director Mimi Leader. She won't see this, and she was immediately like giving. She's like, try it like this, try it like that, and then and then I booked it, and shooting it was great too. Working with Jeremy was awesome.
He's really good.
Well, you know what's crazy too? We spent the whole day together. We shot the the scene where we get out of the car first and we just goofed off. And I told you guys in there, she's like, you just look like you're having the best time ever, because it's supposed to show that we're bonding in some sense. And Elena, she enjoys that she's put us together. And Jeremy and I had been talking about movies all day, and we talked about Whiplash for a while. So a lot of those takes were talking about the drumming and Whiplash, and then me probably, like, there's a couple takes where I punched them a few times, like, just to, I'm like, that's how guys act when they like each other, right? So, yeah. And then, so we spent that whole day doing that, and then we had the scene where we speak to each other, and all of a sudden he has a Chicago accent, and I completely forgot that he did that, and it's so seamless. That's the first take. I honestly was the whole time going, wow, this kid's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I really have to try, and I might have to step up my game a little bit here. He's
I would
so
have
good.
Never known that he had a different accent.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I knew until now that
it's
was.
It's flawless. You know, and it's like not a, like he was, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a great accent person. I don't know. He's obviously been doing the character for a while, but it's not like some people, when they do certain types of accents, they have to kind of get into them. He literally was just like, the scene started. Accent seems over. Nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he's so talented.
Well, it's like second nature now, like you said.
True.
Yeah. Five seasons is just like
cake.
Turn it on, yeah.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Well,
I'm sorry, I just took up all the time.
No, not at all. We love to hear all. The,
I remember,
think our audience loves to hear about all of the behind the scenes things.
It was
too,
really,
we don't know.
It was really fun. I tweeted earlier that I kind of love. I didn't get to work with, you know, I didn't get to see Bill or William H. Macy or Emmy, but Shinola and Steve and Jeremy seem to be the three that kind of are the most insanely crazy about the whole thing. Like, they show up and they're just having a blast, and Steve is very funny, and so is Shinola. She's crazy, but also, like, genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met.
It's what every single guest we've had says about her.
She really is.
So
and
nice.
Then the next day, she was setting up a thing. They were going the next day to help Habitat for Humanity build houses somewhere, and she set the whole thing up and was yelling at Jeremy to be like, you better show up at like 9 in the morning. And he's like, I'll be there, you know.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was a really, really cool cast. I mean, it's always a pleasure to like a show, and then when you find out the cast and the people in it are great, it doesn't ruin it for you, which is good. Mm-hmm. So I can tell any of you Shameless fans out there, they're all really, really awesome. Except for, no.
Yeah.
They were all really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
good to hear.
Well,
and Steve is very funny, and he's huge. And he was having he just had twins too. And other kids. He has kids. They all had kids.
One of our
in real life, he just had twins.
Yeah,
he just had twins. Oh, I think. Yeah, his wife is Sarah. Come on, Shameless people.
I couldn't tell you her. Well,
she's on Person of Interest. Shahati.
I don't know, but okay. Cool.
She's also very good looking. There's a good looking couple. I'm sure their kids are very good looking.
Well, and Shinola just had a kid recently, too.
Yep, yep.
A lot of babies.
Well.
Shameless daycare.
Yeah. Yeah, she can milk for all of the kids.
Yeah.
All of the cast kids. Like in the show. Oh, my gosh. Well, Frank, let's move on to Frank and Bianca, the doctor, who keeps getting closer and closer to killing herself just because she's living on the edge and wants to live every day. You know, to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And we see them, great scene with her and Frank having sex on the train tracks.
Yeah.
And she will not let him get up until she finishes, which is like this close to being hit by a train, and then they roll over and, you know, they're fine.
Mm-hmm. But that fancy rum, whiskey or whatever.
Yeah, $10,000 bottle
did not
of whiskey.
Make it.
Yeah.
Did not make it.
Rest in pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that relationship. It's like the closest that I've seen that character actually giving shit about someone, I feel. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that train scene. For some reason, when I was watching tonight, I kept thinking about Footloose, which shows how old I am. Or like Stand By Me. Anything with the train. The train stuff is a little scary, I think, though, for some reason. I think a lot of the stuff that's happened with trains and the most recent shooting type stuff. For some reason, that scene is kind of crazy. But then when you take it out of, you know, you have to keep it in context.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a fun scene.
Yeah, and it's funny to see Frank, too. You think that maybe he would get, you know, rush out of it, too, and he was actually really mad. You know, he really didn't like the fact that he could have just died. As much as he, you know, like she said, maybe hasn't, you know, he's not going anywhere. He's not doing anything. Yeah. He doesn't want to die. He just got a new liver.
Ultimately, he cares about himself above, and even if he feels a little bit something for Bianca, you know?
And this episode did show how he is starting to, that he does have, like, care about somebody else other than himself, because he called or texted her family from her phone.
Yeah, that was huge.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And then I like how he played it off. Oh, I was high from the crack. Or, right. I think he wants her to get
out. Oh, for sure. And he even said, well, if we had a couple months or even a year left together, you know, how can you blame me?
And then she breaks his heart. Frank, I don't like you. I don't love you. It's just because I'm dying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he goes with her, though.
Oh, yeah. They're going to Costa Rica.
I mean, he's not going to be completely on Frank.
No. Right.
He's like, Costa Rica? That sounds great. Forget about chemo.
Exactly. Yeah. With his fake passport, Gustavo.
Did you write the name down? Right? I was hoping you did, because it's a great name.
I think it's Gustavo. Unless I just totally made that up. Oh, no. It's Diego Mustafa. Yeah. I did write it down. I don't know where I got Gustavo.
Diego Mustafa.
Yeah, he looks like a Diego Mustafa for sure.
I would have loved to see him when they were writing that script and they were like, all right, we need his name to be a password name. Who was? And they're like, Gustavo, no. And then there's always some writer who has some. And normally they pull it from like people in their real lives. I would love to know who knows or where that's come into play before. Because sometimes it's hard to find names. You have to change them.
Sure.
Diego Mustafa obviously is not a name that was they were able to secure the rights to.
Right.
I would love to see that come back at some point, too.
Well, and he got that passport when he randomly went over the border of Mexico, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
he brought back
all
the cocaine in his ass. That whole scene, that was funny. Yeah, so that's when he got that passport. But that'll be an interesting storyline. We see them, and they take that to Costa Rica for next week. We'll see a little bit. You know, and she says something about getting more drugs and a gun.
Yeah, I think the other interesting thing is he actually cares about her, and she seems to be becoming more like him. Because obviously she doesn't, you know, he's always had a death wish on the show, and now he kind of doesn't. Like, normally that scene on the train, that would be his thing.
Mm-hmm,
like, fucking someone on a train, and then them being like, pulling him off, and him being like, why? What happened? That was great. That's the best orgasm I've ever had. But yet it's the other way around. It just shows that, you know, I wonder what they're going to do with all that. I see him at some point having to reel her in, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to decide whether, or at least whether I think they're going to keep that character going, whether she's not going to have cancer.
Well, there's only one episode left, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, so who knows whether she comes back next season. Our original panel, the couple girls that were gone, they did not think that she would be back next season.
Live it out.
They would end that relationship because it...
Well, how bad is the cancer that she doesn't want treatment?
2% survival rate.
Right.
With help. That's what she said.
It's a stage 4. Mm-hmm. So bad.
Yeah.
Very, very bad.
Yeah. It's too bad because I like that I like that character. She's cute. I like that relationship. I like the character it makes him play. As well. So, you never know. They got a lot to wrap up next week.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good episode. We'll get into predictions later.
Oh,
you can't make predictions probably because you know what happens. But we'll
I don't.
Okay,
I don't know
great.
What happens.
This is perfect. Mm-hmm. Then you can make predictions.
I get one script and I probably barely read that. So,
because I like to be surprised. Most of your lines?
No. So I'm kidding. No. No, we kept, they stick pretty true to the script. It looks like I always wonder how they shot some of that. There's certain shows that have, they're very loose. I like the way they shoot. It's very kind of on the move. It's not as stationary. A lot of like handheld shots where they're moving around, and it has a feel that they're kind of just winging it.
Right.
But they're definitely not. It's a very well-written show, and they just, like I said, the acting, you have actors, especially when you've been doing it this long, obviously they get into a nice groove, but they just make it look like the best show you can watch is a show that looks like they're just improvising
stuff. Right.
Yeah. And when they're definitely not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they are not. Like, they're fantastic. Yeah.
Everyone says it. You know, our fans, we always say it every week. The writing is just so good. We can't get over how, you know, how much we love where everything goes always every week.
Yeah.
And finally, this is what I've been waiting for. Kev and V have sex.
They're back together.
As they should be.
Yay. Yes.
those two are meant to be together. They're never, you know, they're not the couple that can be with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's been killing me that they are away from each other, you know, for the last couple of weeks. So I'm really excited that they got back together.
Me too.
But it was funny how they did. You know, we were predicting, I predicted that they didn't fight at all when they first started talking about mm-hmm. it, getting back together. And that they just had sex right away and it was all good. But they didn't. They had some funny banter, some funny arguments when they first...
In classic Kevin V fashion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You dated? No. I fucked someone. I mean, that's... that. How do you feel? If you guys were in a relationship like that and you had, like, the break, the Ross and Rachel break, what's worse? I've had that conversation with an ex or someone at the time, you know, dating someone or just having sex with someone.
The thing with them, at least for me, was they didn't... They were on a break, but they never, ever talked about what that meant. Mm-hmm. So for me, they weren't broken up. They weren't, you know, they were definitely still together.
Married.
I would have much rather my boyfriend or whoever it was go on a date with someone that didn't make it to dinner than fuck a lot of college girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's say, true. It didn't mean anything.
It sounds sex. Great. And that, and their weird relationship, though, I see the point. You know what I mean? Because it is kind of, I think everyone's always going to go. Although, no, I mean, it's feelings, though.
Yeah.
Over.
Oh, yeah. I think, mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think it's so different between a man and a woman because, like you said, like the dating, it's if a man's going to go on a date and start dating, it's like different. Like, you could just have sex and it's nothing to them.
And I don't think he realized it until
some
said,
men, not all men, but.
You know, until V said, do you know how much it hurts me that you can have sex with random girls, but you couldn't have sex with me for an entire year?
Yeah. Maybe that was the point that really hit then.
I think
not necessarily.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the girls, it's just that he could.
That's all yeah. she wanted. She just wanted to feel wanted. Because mm-hmm. right when she said that, he, you know, and he said, oh, I looked up our porn online and so jerked off to it three times, she was like, you did?
She just wants him to be hot for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just her, though. You know, I feel like.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. If I broke up with someone and we got back together, I think the idea of. I mean, I'm always going to go to, you went on a date, that's, yeah, I don't think I want them having sex with anyone else.
No. Well, and, you know, it's great, though, that they wrote it like that, because the rape walker and everything that, you know, his character played was so funny. I mean, it was a great little storyline mm-hmm. for a couple of weeks. It was funny. But I'm glad they're back together.
And yeah. I thought it was funny that they both hooked up with, what's?
Svetlana.
Yeah, Svetlana.
That also gives, that also made their comeback together more V and Kev, because you know they're both main hookups with the same person type
exactly.
thing.
And mm-hmm. well, yeah, and she said, "Did you let Svetlana, you know, give you a blowjob?" And she was like, "You did." And then he finds out from what she says yeah. that Svetlana did the exact same oral manipulation to her. And then he was like, "Oh, actually, that's kind of hot." Instead
exactly.
of being mad at all, you know, it was so perfect.
Exactly.
Then, just like you said, it's so Kevin and V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wifely duties. Awesome.
Wifely duties.
What she did to them both.
Oh, well, yeah. that's on a, you know, that's the fun part of this episode. But something that's been happening the last couple weeks that's not as fun is Ian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his progression this season. And so last episode, we saw him get arrested, you know, through the military for going AWOL. In this episode, we find out, you know, what he's being charged for, destruction of federal property and going AWOL and, you know, a couple mm-hmm. other things. And it looks promising when they're talking to the sergeant that he's bipolar, because it kind of sounds like that will play a part in him, you know, not getting charged as heavily. But we have a twist because Monica comes back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dear old mom,
and she clearly is not on her meds.
Nope.
No.
We can, you know, she's all up in that manic, you know, like they said, you can get super, you know, crazy, and he's really depressed one day, and then they're really energetic the next, and she's definitely in that state right now. And gives him some bad advice, in my opinion, when she said, mm-hmm. You have to find people that just accept you for who you are. Because yeah. it's not like they're not accepting him. They're just trying to help him. But mm-hmm. she doesn't get that because she's going through the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like that they had the I like that they brought her back for this. Because it, you know, obviously when you, like, mental illness is great. I like the way they're portraying this because it is that up and down, and obviously they do it in a very shameless way, but it's still, like, last week when they had the, I just love that relationship anyways. I love the way they play those two. The guy who plays Mickey, is it Noel Fisher?
Fisher, yeah.
He is so good. I loved him. I think he was on The Riches, right? Was he the son of The Riches?
The only thing I can remember him from is Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
He's a bad guy.
I don't. And I'm happy I don't remember him from that. But I love that relationship, the way it's grown over the years from back from hiding it to this. And then, you know, that fight last week is just, it was so cool. And of course, when you think they're heading in a great, you're like, let's go on a date. You got, I know I'm going back to that. But then, I think that he bringing in the, which is basically the symbol of why he's like this. It's because of his mom. That's what he got from his mom. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's going to relate to that. And in his mind, that might be the only person who knows what he's going through. And she'll give him horrible advice. But even though I think in his mind, he's like, I know they want me to feel better. He's like, this is the one person that I can relate to. And obviously next week it's going to, you know, it'll blow up and, you know, not making predictions. I think it's going to all come to where he realizes I can't be like her. I mean, this is the person who's never been a part of our life ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How was it possible that they released him to her? Doesn't she have like a bathroom?
Bipolar?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe
that's a good question.
Where is her credentials? She's like,
especially
listen.
Because she never came to visit until that one day, and you know, Fiona and all of them had been there.
We'll
for
just
the
let
interview.
That slide that the military let him out too. Well, she is his guardian. I mean, she is his mom.
She's not, because Fiona is the guardian. Signed over those legal rights.
All right, let's just ignore that little that little hole loophole.
And her license expired or something. She said, right? That's why she almost wasn't let in.
That's what she told. Yeah, so there's a couple.
Maybe she put, you know, she pulled the mom card.
Right.
Who could say no to a mom?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sad though,
because some heartstrings. Yeah, Monica.
And sad though, especially like the whole scene with like when they're all there and they're just talking about him right in front of him, and like the one question, like, can he? Is he okay by himself? And she's like, not all the time or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel so bad for him, but it's like,
it's true.
You know,
And Sean even said that to Fiona later, you know, that must have been really tough, but it was for the best.
Yeah.
Which is probably why he, you know, when she came, she is actually speaking to him and being like, this is fine. There's nothing wrong with you. We'll figure, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can do it. And she can't.
Right.
I think that's about as true as you're going to get out of that scene also, because when you're in the midst of it, that to him it probably looks like hope. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I know she's a fuck up, but still, it's still better than me sitting there like on these meds and comatose and I can't feel or get hard. I love that they make it all about sex. That's so great last week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Always. So, yeah. So insane. Hopefully, though, next week in the finale, we get all of that kind of stuff wrapped up. I'm, you know, excited.
I think
to see
you
how
will. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't know what happens. You know, I didn't see another script. I feel like I remember when we were shooting, they had mentioned the possibility of me doing the next week's episode, and then they were like, no, because they have way too much to tie up. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. And then as I've watched the season, like, it's fine. Yeah,
tie that shit up. Fit it all into
one episode.
Yeah.
We'll tie it up and then kind of, you know, set it off on running for the next season, who they keep around and who they don't. And, you know.
So, should we get into some predictions?
Yeah, let's get into our predictions.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wait for it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
This place is fantastic. You guys don't spare any. Is this the Menounos effect?
Yeah.
She's
her
so
and
great.
Kevin. Yeah, they did a great job. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Candace, go for it, girl.
I think Fiona is going to end up with Sean and leave Gus.
Okay.
Let's see.
Look at your notes. You wrote
my notes.
Go ahead.
I think Lip is going to get weirded out by the swingers and just be like, oh, this is just too creepy. I can't have sex with anyone that your husband's watching. This is just not okay with me. And let's see. Sammy's going to come back and raise hell.
I think they showed that in the preview.
Yeah. Try to get out of the box. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but.
Yeah.
Wherever she gets delivered to, they'll open
she
it.
She chews her way out of the box.
Exactly.
I do see maybe next season, what is it, the young sister?
Debbie
getting pregnant.
That's what I wrote too.
Okay, so is that your prediction? Go for it.
Yeah. I said she has a pregnant scare. Because the whole, like, last episode.
Is it a scare, though?
Or is it?
In her world? I don't think it's a scare.
No, she
yeah,
wants it.
She
to
wants
happen.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I interrupted your prediction.
That's right, because that's what I'm saying. Like, the last episode was kind of foreshadowing, like, how that one girl just became a part of the family because she had a baby, and Deb seemed cool with it. So I feel like
she wanted a new family, a normal family.
Yeah, and they didn't have sex with a condom, so. I know she's on the pill.
Do they bring another?
She's not, though. Well, at least for that, because she doesn't work for 48 hours.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they bring another kid into the show? I mean, maybe just have her be pregnant.
What do you mean?
If she gets pregnant.
Yeah, oh, like have a baby?
I mean, could they have another goddamn kid on that show?
No, I don't want it. Like, Liam already doesn't say anything, and I think he's awesome. Like, today when he was poking Sammy. Yeah. And that's all he does, but he's just there. He's so cute.
Give Liam a line.
He's getting old enough.
First of all, think about this in reality, though. If that child was raised the way they've raised him on that show, he would not be able to speak or function at all.
True.
He has no schooling. He has no discipline. We didn't even talk about the other one.
Clothes and like.
Oh, they didn't even show the other kid. What's the other?
Carl.
No, he's in juvie. Yep. Hopefully they're back
next week. Yeah, he'll be back next week. But, I mean, look at the way Carl... You're better off just... don't let him speak. The poor child. He'll probably end up the most normal out of all of them because he's just too illiterate right now. He's too broken to figure it all out.
Yeah.
All right, keep going. I interrupt your prediction.
That was just it. And then I said, Sammy, like, I feel like she'll be back next episode, but that'll be it. Fingers crossed, because I don't like her. Maybe she will die for real. That'd be pretty awesome.
Look at you, rooting for death.
Just want to get rid of her.
You want me to go?
Predictions.
All right, let's see. I'll do, well, they'll probably go back to prison for, I can't ever remember that character's name.
Carl. And Chucky.
Hopefully they'll have some fun prison stuff. I'd keep him in prison for a while.
I think it
would I'd let him roll in
season.
Prison. I think that'd be a great storyline. The Sammy, I don't really care what they do with her. That part I'm not really paying attention to. She, you know, they'll probably kill her. She'll be done.
Hopefully.
Fiona, I think definitely Boots the musician ends up with Sean.
Dermot, yeah.
I think they bring Dermot back for next year, maybe. And I think he relapses hard. And then you have another kind of weird scenario. Has she had that boyfriend yet?
Like
drug boyfriend? No, who she kind of has to...
No, just car stealing boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Who else? Oh, V and Kev. All right, they seem to fix it. And then Lip with the teacher. See, now selfishly, I hope he keeps fucking her for the rest of the season. Exactly. And they just hang out with that Norbert guy a lot.
Yeah. I agree.
Really,
I think that Norbert guy is going to come back next season.
He
won't be in the
next
episode.
Bring Norbert
only had
back
a couple
to
lines, but he was truly and they're my gonna, favorite character.
I would actually, all kidding aside, I would love to see whatever world Norbert lives in, Lip getting to be a part of that. Because I think technically I'm rich. Like, I do well, and then they, I bring him to work, we get some fucked up shit going on at work, maybe we blow some stuff up, whatever those aerospace people do, maybe we do some of that.
Yeah, that would be great.
And we, maybe we fly planes or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, those are all good predictions. I agree with a lot of those. I hope they bring Sheila back, because she was my favorite character of all time on Shameless, so hopefully for next season.
Oh, yeah, she's my favorite, too.
She's awesome.
I miss her.
Wait, who's Sheila?
Joan Cusack. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't, was giving me the I mean, yeah, Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Joan Cusack's gone? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
But other than that, I'm just excited to see what happens next week.
Yeah.
So, and a couple of you will be back with us next week, I think. So, Lenny, thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me.
It was really fun. Nice.
Can I plug
you.
Something?
Yeah, go for it.
It's not on Showtime, but I am on a show right now on Comedy Central called Big Time in Hollywood, Florida. It's on Wednesdays on Comedy Central. It's dark. There's murder and it has a shameless feel. It goes week to week, so you have to follow along. 10 episodes.
Awesome.
It's really nice.
Cool. Well, good. So everybody watch Comedy Central. And thank you very much for joining us. Please comment under our YouTube video. We'd like to hear all of your comments and your predictions for next week. And we will see you next week for the finale. Thanks so much, guys.
Where can we find you?
Goodbye.
Oh, I didn't do
Where
Frank.
Where can we find you?
Oh, wait, oh. Yes. You can find me on Twitter. My name's Kelly McInerney. Twitter at Holly Weirdo.
Lenny Jacobson at Lenny Jacobson. Pretty much everything.
Candy Buen, Insta and Twitter.
And I'm Haley Clover on Twitter and Instagram. We'll see you next week.
Bye for real.
Thank you. Goodbye for real.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Good job.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.